Hello, I'm Casey, aka Uncommon, and you're listening to Uncommon Thoughts, a daily podcast where I cover a variety of topics and a personal journey of self-development. Today's episode, as I get everything set up, is going to be about Dungeons & Dragons. And I'm doing this one actually from my car. I'm giving this an attempt to maybe save a little bit of time here as I drive to work. So Dungeons & Dragons probably comes in as the either tied for first or second most important game that I've played in my life. And you know what, if I did some analysis, it might even just straight up take first place as something that's had the most influence in my life. I remember playing Dungeons & Dragons probably for the first time in the early 2000s. We're talking 2001, 2002. Had a good friend, Joey France, from high school in a small town of North Carolina. And I think this was my first iteration of D&D. I'm thinking back my memories. No, I don't think I ever touched it before. I don't think I'd ever seen it before. But we got involved in play about that time. And I want to say it was 3rd edition, although I look it up, and 3rd edition came out like 2003, and I'm a bonehead. But no, more than likely it was, you know, 3rd edition. And we really didn't know what we were doing, but we just kind of had fun doing it. I think at one point we even role played without rules, and we'd kind of make it up on the fly. And I couldn't even tell you what those stories were about. I just remember it was Dungeons and Dragons, and I was getting into it. I did have a couple parents at the time that were against their children playing it with us. I do remember that being a problem, just because the remnants left over satanic association from the, was it 70s and 80s, wasn't quite done. It hadn't quite disappeared. And that stuff still hasn't disappeared today. I still hear remnants of it. An adult friend who wasn't sure if it was a good thing to introduce into his life, so he had to speak with his pastor and pray on it. I eventually got him to play, but that's a whole nother story, and which we might actually cover. But I went on into the military, and I talked about my time in the Air Force a few episodes ago, and the highlight there was I was surrounded by a community of like-minded people. And I got into Dungeons & Dragons again, you know, finding myself in these passions of this game with people who shared that passion more than just the one or two people I knew from high school who were into it. I'm not sure if we ever got more than four people in a game in high school, but once I got out into the Air Force and my friend group, you know, shared this passion, I made a lot of really close friends, and we played D&D kind of regularly. It's tough, and there are definitely several iterations of me playing this game that, you know, I can't remember the details, but I always remember, you know, like my character, and I got behind a character concept, and I was able to create, you know, something magical. And what that's meant to me over the years is definitely evolved as I become more and more familiar with the system and how the stuff plays. Lately, I sit down and I make a character almost around a voice or a personality, as I try my hand at different voice acting options. But again, I continue to play D&D on and off for several years throughout the Air Force. I found that when I moved to a new place, which was every couple of years, I started making friends because of Dungeons & Dragons. I would find the local game store and sit down and either play, find somebody to play Dungeons & Dragons with, or run games of Dungeons & Dragons, and that's how I would slowly meet that friend group. This happened in several cities and several places that, you know, D&D was the introduction. And some of the people I still keep in contact with today, and they're all fantastic. I do remember my first real break into the dungeon mastering, and you know, I'd done it off and on, but never to a serious extent, was It was Asheville, North Carolina, shortly after deployment. I almost took up residence in a game shop for about the year I was there, year and a half I was there. I spent a lot of time in this small game shop, and they needed somebody to run. They needed somebody to run Dungeons and Dragons. They had a small room in the back, and they advertised, open gaming, open D&D. They didn't really have anybody to do it. And I wanted to. I wasn't going to be paid. This is not a paid gig if anybody's ever done it before. And if it is and I missed out, let me know. But I'd come and I'd set up D&D. And I actually found out after the fact that, they were charging the players, to come in and play this open D&D, like $2 or something. And then they were adding those $2 to my account and taking away for food and drink. So I essentially played D&D for lunch. An amount of lunch each time I'd go in, I'd get a couple Cokes and a sub sandwich that they sold. And that was nice. I actually built up a nice collection of miniatures that I don't say I made the mistake of getting rid of, but when I left, I donated to the shop, that I had, spent all that time purchasing them from. But I digress. I was a dungeon master for week after week after week on Saturdays for several hours. People who were of all ranges, ages, sizes, a lot of children, and you learn to have a lot of patience. And this was fourth edition at the time, and I was really getting into understanding the rules and being able to explain them and taking a lot of the burden of the crunchiness onto myself. I found that to be my most successful style at the time was, let them run through the game, understand their characters on such a level that, there's no pressure on the numbers, and they can just relax and play. That evolved over time, and I think with the advent of Critical Role and Twitch D&D, we found that Dungeons & Dragons started becoming more and more roleplay oriented. And I don't remember when I made this huge switch to heavy roleplay. It's hard. I'm thinking back to all the different places I sat and all the different tables I played at, because I think literally every single duty station, I met friends through Dungeons and Dragons. So at one point I was going to sit at a table, and this was actually one of my most recent experiences. I went to a game store in a new place, like I like to do. I found a table and I sat down and I decided to make a character that would kind of steal the show, but get, have such a force of personality that other players would be magnetically attracted to having that person around. And I think I pulled it off. I sat down initially at the table and they said they had a spot today, but they weren't sure if they'd have a spot again next session, which is a very safe way to introduce a new player to the table. And by the end of it, they said, yeah, no, you're in. We'll make room for you. Don't worry about it. And I had gotten into a character deeply and passionately for the first time. And it wasn't even a character theme I was used to. It was an orc cleric. And he had a really straight and narrow, kind of this very typical orc way of talking. But he was just fun to be around. He'd play up the goofball, the unknowing idiot. And it was a lot of fun, and players around me had a lot of fun, and I started really diving into characters and personalities, and I knew myself to be a decent dungeon master, so I've been now for a couple years diving into that. How do you craft a story? How do you make interesting NPCs? And of course, as I'm telling the story, I'm remembering all the stories I'm missing and all the great adventures and learning developments I made, with Dungeons and Dragons. But in the end, there's so much here. Like, I think there's almost a podcast here for just about every single table I sat at. And I mean, we're talking about a dozen groups over the course of 20 years of my time playing this game. And each time is just stronger and more passionate. I get into it a little deeper and I get a little better at it. It's been quite a journey. With that said, I'm running two games now, and I'm developing a third. My third game is we're doing world building on Twitch every week, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on my channel, Uncommon Gaming. And we're piecing together the background story of a world. We're starting from scratch, and this is a new venture for me. I almost never use my own homebrewed world. I find it often detracts from the enjoyment of the players when I'm trying to get across to them all the great things I crafted for them, all the lore that I want them to know about that I'm excited about. It kind of gets in the way of their fun. So I typically just use Faerun and pre-generated worlds and let the story focus elsewhere. So this is also a new step for me. And, you know, I hope I remember those lessons when I'm trying to play this game with players in a bit. But, I mean, that being said, that's where we're at now. After 20 years of Dungeons & Dragons, I say 20, but if I do the math, it's probably 17 or 18. 17 or 18 years of Dungeons & Dragons. I'm not even feeling like I'm at my peak. I'm feeling like I'm in a good place. I'm starting to attract good players. My stories are getting better. My character voices, my NPCs are interesting. Players strongly enjoy my game, and that's a good feeling. The next step is, I think, being able to craft a story that other people want to listen to. And that's kind of where this journey is now. Just crafting a world that other people somewhere, you know, might want to listen to and be a part of. Well, that's me, and that's Uncommon Thoughts, and I'll see you tomorrow.